Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today on this Labor Day holiday weekend from Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. And my declaration over your life today is that your goodness is waiting to be manifested in your life today. Well, I want to say happy Labor Day to all of my listeners in the U.S. And for my international listeners, we celebrate Labor Day as the last holiday of the summer as we're getting ready to move into the fall. And basically, we celebrate this holiday by going to the beaches or possibly having cookouts with friends and family or just relaxing. So I know a lot of my listeners might be on the beach today, and they will listen to this broadcast later on. Well, I am doing great. I am so excited about today's show, which is going to be talking about how to find, move, and live in your wealthy place. And I'm going to be taking your calls today and giving you great information that will really change your life. I guess you say, Constance, you're always excited about the show. But I really am. And, you know, when I hear from all of you from all over the world, it is so humbling for me to realize the impact that this show is having on your lives. I mean, sometimes I literally weep when I read your emails, and I'm just so grateful to God that this show has really been a blessing to all of you. And each week I come with passion, with a spirit of excellence, and with information that's going to change your life. So are you ready? And if you want to call in, remember you can call in at 347-326-9837. I want you to listen to this quick commercial, and then I'll be right back.
Thank you. Because of you and the Law of Attraction, we've made listening a little easier. The Law of Attraction Radio Network's 24/7 broadcast is now syndicated to 19 major internet radio networks, including iTunes Radio. Not only can you tune into the radio broadcast, you can now get the apps for the show you are listening to right now through Stitcher.com. That's right. Now you can hear this popular show through the stereo systems of the new Ford cars and BMWs. Or you can keep on listening through your MP3 player or on your computer as you surf the net. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and find the show page to your favorite radio show. Simply download the app to listen to our continuous 24/7 broadcast or just this one magnificent show. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com.
Well, you know, people are telling me, Constance, I'm listening to you through iTunes and Stitcher, and there are just so many ways to listen to not only my show, but to the rest of the wonderful hosts on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. So I'm going to encourage you to listen to my show and the other great shows and go back and listen to some of the archive shows that I've broadcast. They would really change your life. You know, I always tell you that it takes 11 times for something to really get in your spirit and change you. And the number one reason that I believe that people are not seeing manifestations in their lives is because you are not spending enough time with truth. You have to hear something again and again and again and again before it becomes truth in your life, and that is the way you really reprogram your mind. Well, we're going to be talking about how to find, how to move, and how to live in your wealthy place. So I'm going to get started because I have so much information for you. As most of you know, I'm a Christian, and this week I was studying Psalm 66, where it talks about God bringing us into our wealthy place. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we do, I want to just make a couple of declarations or affirmations of truth about your life. Number one, all you have to do to turn around your life is to know or do something that you have never known or done before. And, you know, I believe that it is turn around time for you. Say that with me. It is turn around time for me. And that God has made this the year of completion for your life. So today I want you to listen for that one thing that you need to know or do. The next thing I want to declare is that God has goodness already prearranged and ordained for your life. Isn't that amazing? Your goodness is ready to come and take form in your life. And that since we're talking about wealth, wealth in all areas of your life is your divine heritage. It's your birthright. You were born to have wealth. It's in your DNA. And that is why when you don't have it, you know that it really creates an uneasiness in your being. You don't really feel right about it. So we're going to be talking about how can you begin to bring that wealth, not just with money, but you can have money and not have love. Or you can have love and money and not have health. But it is the will of God for you to live, to find, and to move into your wealthy place in all areas of your life. But before we get started with that, I'm going to just share just a couple of things about the law of attraction. I'm not going to explain or expound on them. I'm just going to share about why possibly wealth has not come into your life. Your thoughts produce energy. Thoughts become things. Whatever you continually think, feel, see, and say is what will eventually, it may not happen overnight, but it will eventually appear in your life. If you want to change your world, you must change your vibration. You cannot vibrate, attract something different than what you're vibrating. So if you want wealth and you've been thinking poverty, you have to change that vibration. Right now, all of my listeners, listen to me. You're living in unlimited possibilities and probabilities right now. When you choose to decide what you are going to observe or put your attention on, that's when wealth will come into your life. Speaking of attention, only put your attention only on what you desire, not what you don't want. I'm going to say that again. Only put your attention only on what you desire, not what you don't want. You are a deliberate creator in this universe. You are a magnet, and your thoughts have magnetic power. And love is the greatest force from which you can create anything. So that means that when you're in love and when you're loving yourself, that manifestations come to you quickly. So since we're talking about wealth, let's talk about what wealth is. The dictionary says wealth is riches, prosperity, affluence, treasure, fortune, and abundance. That sounds great, doesn't it? On the other hand, what is poverty? Scarcity, shortage, lack, neediness, distress. So let's talk about this wealthy place. And as I'm talking, I want you to think about the areas in your life where there has been shortage, scarcity, lack, or poverty. You know, I believe that God has preordained your wealthy place. Yes, I'm talking to you. What is a wealthy place? Your wealthy place means that you are aligned and living an authentic life. I believe that your wealthy place means that you have abundance in all areas of your life. You have wealth in finances, abundance in love. You have lots of friends and family. You have a vibrant, healthy, and desired body weight and that you are living a purposeful life in your work and your career. Your wealthy place has been ordained and is waiting for you, and you might say, Constance, why can't I find it? It's when you align your beliefs, your thinking, your feelings, your words, and actions in that direction that your wealthy place will begin to manifest. You know, personally, in my own life, I'm walking in my wealthy place right now, and I'm so grateful. But as you know, that has not always been the case for many years. I was depressed, I was powerless, I was overweight. If it was only 20 pounds, it was still overweight. I chose relationships that were not good for me. I struggled financially. 20 years ago, I filed bankruptcy. My life was a mess, but my wealthy place was always there waiting for me. But what I had to do was to align my beliefs, my thinkings, my feelings, my vision, my words, and my actions to receive it. And that's what I'm going to work with you today, all right? So what can you begin to do between now and the end of the year to begin moving into your wealthy place? The first thing is you have to say when. What do I mean by that? You know, many people are just sitting quietly throughout life, relying on others to tell them how great they are, how wonderful they are. They're waiting on their husbands or their friends to acknowledge how powerful they are. But you have to be the one to make a decision and say now, say it right now, now it is time for me to move into my wealthy place. It all begins with a decision. You have to decide and believe that you are worthy to move in that wealthy place, that you were designed to move in that wealthy place, etc. You know, I was speaking with one of my clients in Tokyo recently, and she said something very profound, and maybe many of you can relate to this. She said, Constance, I feel very comfortable helping others behind the scenes, but when it comes time for me to step up into my own life, I am apprehensive about doing that, and as a result, she has not come into her wealthy place. She's coming. Once you realize what's been holding you back, you have to make a quality decision that now, you have to remember that faith is now. God moves in the now. God lives in the eternal now, not someday, but right now, you are making a decision that you're going to find, you're going to move, and you're going to live in your wealthy place. So it's only when you say that that things are going to happen in your life. So I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to begin moving into my wealthy place in all areas of my life before the end of the year. So I really want you to think about that, that you need to begin moving into your wealthy place. What's the first thing you need to do? And I see we have a caller, but listen to this first. Seek the things of the Spirit first. Make a quality decision to put the things of the Spirit first. That means you set aside sacred time in the morning or in the evening, whatever works for you. You know, the millionaire Rockefeller stated that he always started his day in the Spirit and that God gave him answers and solutions about where to invest and give money. And you know, toward the end of his life, he spent all of his days trying to figure out how to give money to other people. And I believe that the number one reason that people are not manifesting is that they are trying to manifest from the outside in. How many of you have tried that? I have. You need to go inward. Stay inward. It's an inside job. There are spiritual discoveries, awakenings, and explorations in the Spirit that will unfold as an outpicturing of what you truly believe on the inside. It's a law. And you know, when you seek things in the Spirit, it makes you realize that you're not alone and you don't have to do all of this stuff with your own natural power. There are angels. There are other powerful forces just waiting for you to be quiet and to hear what the Spirit has to say. Begin practicing silence so that you can hear from God. You know, I remember one time in my life many years ago, I had a dire need for money. Have any of you ever been there? I didn't know what to do. I had tried everything, so I got quiet. I fasted television, phones, and food, and just prayed and meditated. And on that second day, I had an idea of how I could offer training to this special group that I had been working with. I would have never thought of that idea in a million years had I not been quiet. So from that place of going inward, like I said, I composed like a little mini three-page proposal, and I called the agency the next day and told them I wanted to submit it to them. And, you know, the director said and said, Constance, this was just what we needed. And from just going in, I received a $200,000 contract. Where did that come from? Did it come from networking? No. From me being on Facebook? No. From passing out cards? No. It came from within. And so once you go in, the first step is to go in, then wealth ideas will come to you. You know, it's a new season. It's the fall. The children are back in school. It's just a more serious time. That's a shift in the universe. So I want you to make a decision, you know, to turn your iPhone off. Don't let your iPhone rule you, television, your DVD, and just practice stillness and silence. Be still and know that there is a God in your situation. Be still and know what to do about the remainder of this year. This is the power that's in the spirit realm. This is where your supernatural aid and assistance is. So the first thing you need to do is to what? Go inward and be quiet and listen to what the Spirit has to say in order to move into your wealthy place. So I said we have one caller. Let's take it and see. Hello, caller. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. And your name is?
Greg from Atlanta.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much. What is your question for me tonight?
I want to know how can I increase my business. I'm in the pallet recycling business. And it's slow right now. It's been slow for about 6 months. And I need to know what can I do or what do I need to do in order to increase my volume.
I never heard of pallet. What's a pallet recycling business? Explain that to me.
Pallets are wooden crates that you see in the grocery store that they sit boxes on to move them about with the forklift. And that's what you call a pallet.
How long have you been in business?
About 14 years.
14 years. And I'm just going to, I want you to listen for the remainder of the show, and I'm just going to give you some pointers. And so who needs pallets? Does everybody need pallets, or is
everything moved mostly with pallets. I mean, the grocery stores, the furniture stores, the Walmart, Home Depot, places like that, they need them. And
okay.
Just about every source of business need pallets.
Okay, so have you been successful before making a lot of money because
yes.
of the economy, things have changed?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I want you to listen for the rest of the show. Your name is what, Greg? I want you to listen
Greg.
For the remainder of the show, but these are some specific okay. things that just come to my mind as we talk. First of all,
okay.
Greg, you have to be willing to change with the times.
Okay.
You have to be aware that these are different times and change in your business. A prime example of that would be Blockbusters and Netflix. Remember how everybody used to go to Blockbusters, but now Netflix delivers it to your door.
Yes.
And so you have to take a look at what's going on in the world and change with that. Even in my own life, personally coaching, people used to come to my office in Atlanta, but now since I'm global, I am coaching people via Skype, so I had to change with the time. So the first question you have to ask yourself is, how has the business changed and what could I do? The second thing is I want you to mind the goal already in your business. What do I mean by that? Sometimes we spend a lot of time chasing after new business while there are a lot of untapped opportunities that exist with your existing customers, Greg. So you might want to offer them more products or services. Ask them, what else can I do for you?
Okay.
It's just amazing to me how people sometimes overlook that question. And so you might be surprised, Greg, at the answer that they may give you. What else can I do for you? Are there any other needs that I might could help you fill? And you might could build your business in that process. Have you asked them that question? What else could you do for them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's what you could do. I would say serve your customers, court your customers.
Okay.
You know how a man, when he sees a woman, he starts courting her, he calls her,
yes.
he sends her flowers. Continue to look to for ways which you can improve your service to your existing customers and okay. add more value to your products and services. Court them, call them, give them a thank you card. Thank you so much for being in business with me for the last 10 years, et cetera. So you're going to court them, make them feel special. I would say advertise in an inexpensive newspaper like Craigslist. I have a lot of my clients all over the world to just go on Craigslist and just list their services because people need to know about you. Use social networking such as Twitter or Facebook. If you don't know how to do those things, I'm sure, do you have grandchildren or a daughter who
yes.
can help you do that? Get online and tell them about your service. Give away
yes.
something free. People love free gifts. It might be for one day I'm going to give away these services to a prospective customer or client. I would ask you to ask your current customers for referrals. If you've been working with a customer for 10 years, just say, look, do you have any other people or any other businesses who might could use my services? And I would say, lastly, Grace, do you have a coach?
No, I don't.
I would say you need to get a coach, especially in times like these. Business people, you need a coach. It's the greatest investment that you can make because you have to have someone like myself to partner with you with marketing strategies and projects that's going to help move your business forward. So do you think you can use some of the ideas that I shared with you?
Yes, I do, and I may have a coach right now.
Okay, and so what did you think about some of the things that I shared with you?
Some of those sound, they sound real well. They sound real
okay,
good.
Okay, which one sort of jumped out at you that you could really begin to use?
The one that I think can be used is to ask the customers about other customer referrals. I don't do that. I don't do that. And that sounds good. And that's what caught my eye.
Right, just begin to do that because people love to refer other people, and especially,
okay.
would you say that you're doing a good job, a great job with your clients right now?
I think so.
Okay, and those are some small things, Greg, and I want you to continue to stay listening. Every day, do something small towards your business.
Okay.
It may be a phone call, an email, go online and just list your business because many times, people might be looking for someone just like you, but if they don't know where you are or what your services are, then you will not be able to be reached. And social media is big, such
okay.
as Twitter and Facebook. That is really big. Go on there, have your secretary to go on there and list your business, list what your services are, tell people how to reach you, et cetera. And if you would just take small baby steps daily toward changing your business, I would say within 30 days you would see more customers and a financial gain in your business.
That fast?
That fast, if you're willing to do the work.
Okay.
Give me a call. I would love to coach you. And for anybody else who's listening who needs coaches, who needs a coach, you can reach me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. That's FulfillingYourPurpose.com. I've coached almost probably 10,000 people during my career. I can't even believe that when I say that, Greg. I appreciate your calling in and having the guts to do so. You probably helped a lot of people tonight.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
Now,
you're welcome,
be
Greg.
Here. You will
okay,
be here
Greg.
With me. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Wasn't that Grace? And that's just a simple example of how he can begin to move into his wealthy place with his business. Okay, now the second thing is to release things and people. Okay, everybody, I'm really getting ready to get in your business right now. I'm talking about in your personal business. In order to move into your wealthy place, you must release people and things. It might be a home that no longer serves you. I had to do that. I had a beautiful home for 7 years. It was an old home built in the early 1900s on an acre of land. It was so beautiful. Beautiful pine wood, floors, ceiling, walls. I had so many meetings, luncheons there. I would have up to 100 women at my home. But over time, it became expensive. And I realized that I had to release it and let it go. But I did not want to. And it began to need so many repairs, and I was just desperately trying to hold on to it. And finally, I made a decision. And ladies and gentlemen, everything begins with the decision to sell it and move on. You know why? Because that home no longer served me. That was very hard for me. But looking back, I'm so happy that I did that now. So God cannot move you into your wealthy place until you are ready and willing to release the old. I think I better say that again. God cannot move you into your wealthy place until you are ready and willing to release the old. And, you know, you can tell. We all can tell when something doesn't fit us anymore. Have any of you ever been in a relationship and then you tried to go back and get in that relationship again and it just did not fit? It felt awkward. It felt weird. And you might have asked yourself, what am I doing? And you know why you asked that question? Because you are on another level now. And once you expand, you can never go back. I said, once you expand, you can never go back. So what's in your life right now? Who's in your life right now that you need to release, that you need to let go of so that you can move to your wealthy place? It is not an easy thing to do. Sometimes it's very difficult to do. But if you want to go to your wealthy place, you need to move on. And, you know, relationships, you've heard this, they are for a season. That means that some people come into your life for a season and then they leave for a reason. Maybe someone came into your life to help you with your business and then they left, or for a lifetime. And so God has already preordained people who are waiting for you to just show up so that they can help you with your purpose and your destiny. And you know, you need to constantly reevaluate your life so that you can determine what is right in your life for right now. You have to take a look at that. Maybe what worked then won't work now because you are constantly changing, evolving, learning, growing, going to the next level. God created you for a purpose, so the question that you have to constantly ask yourself would be, how does this relationship, how does this situation, how does this decision affect the overall outcome of my destiny or purpose? And I tell you right now, every relationship in my life, I'm asking, why are you in my life and who sent you? And so you've got to take a look at that. In order to move into your wealthy place, you have to take an inventory of who's in your life, what's in your life, and what you need to let go of. And so it's difficult. I believe that when someone leaves your life, their role is over in your life. That is so hard for me to say because I am such a big relationship person. I love people. I love to hold on to people. I am so loyal in my relationships. But I have learned that when a person leaves your life, that means that their role in your life is over. And so I remember a story that Esther Hicks told. She was here in Atlanta, and I didn't have an opportunity to go, but I did listen to the DVD. And there was a lady in the audience who said, Abraham, I am sad and lonely because my lover left me. And so Esther Hicks said back to her in the form of Abraham, no, you're happy. She said, I'm sad and lonely. So they went back and forth. And what had happened was this woman had changed her inner being. She had changed her vibration, and she had changed her consciousness at such a higher level that that relationship had to leave her because they were on different levels. Now, she was feeling the pain because, see, she was still in the physical realm. She was still feeling and sensing, and all of her emotions were involved. But she did not realize that she had really manifested herself out of that relationship because it no longer served her. So the reason that many of you are not in your wealthy place is that you are holding on to things that you need to let go of. And as I'm saying this, I'm just really feeling a really deep vibration on this. because we like to hold on to things because we don't want to deal with the unknown. So releasing things that no longer serve you is one of the best things that you can do, because one of the most dangerous things is to be shackled by your past. You know, we all make mistakes. Oh, my God, all of the mistakes that I have made. But guess what? I've turned those into stepping stones and teachers. We all have regrets, but you've got to move beyond that. Life is too short to allow yourself to be an inmate in the prison of bad and weak decisions. And so your past can really hold you captive. So begin to release those people, those places, those things that no longer serve you. Then I want you to get clear about what you want to happen in your life for the remainder of these 4 months. We have 4 months left. And I don't want this to be the year that you say, oh, my God, I didn't really accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Let me tell you how you can do that. I've been saying this the whole year. Get clear about what you want. I want you to take a piece of paper and write in detail the areas that you really want to focus on, the areas that you really want to give all of your attention and focus to so that you can change. As I always say, repeat after me, when you clear about what you want, then the miraculous happens in your life. So writing it down brings about clarity. 3% of the population have their goals written down, and 3% of the population has wealth. There is a direct correlation between writing what you desire down. So be as clear and detailed and concise as you can. For example, if you want to get another job, don't just write, I want another job. Be specific. I desire, I don't like that word want, another job helping others. I desire a job working with teenage girls from the ages of 14 to 21 to help them to learn how to make healthy choices about school, relationships, and health. You see how specific that is? That's what I mean by really being clear about what you want. Or let's just say you want a relationship. I desire a man who is between the age of 30 and 40, who is ready for a committed relationship, who has a clear understanding of who he is and what his purpose is, who is drug-free, health-conscious, and will embrace my two children as if they were his own. Do you see how specific that is? So when you become clear about what you truly want and you begin to put your attention on that, then God, the universe, angels, people who are supposed to be in your wealthy place will come and help to bring that to pass in your life. Well, I see I have another caller, but we're going to take another quick commercial break, and I want you to think about your life while we're listening to this great commercial and what you need to release and let go and the things that you really need to become more clear about. Listen to this quick commercial. Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Are you feeling frustrated because of your lack of accomplishments so far this year? Do you feel stuck but just can't seem to determine what steps you need to take to move your life forward? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, then I'm going to recommend that you begin partnering with me as your success coach to move you from where you are to where you desire to be before the end of this year. You know, as a licensed professional counselor and coach, I have helped over 10,000 clients during my 25-year career, and I clearly understand how to develop a specialized plan to move you towards your heart's desires. So don't wait any longer. Make the decision to invest in yourself. Contact me today for your complimentary consultation at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember to ask me about my installment payment plan that will enable you to begin coaching now. Well, you know, as I told Greg, I would love to partner with you, and I realize that a lot of you don't have all the money up front. So what I've devised is an installment plan to really help you get started with me. And I see that we have another caller. Caller with the last four numbers, 3115. Do you have a question for Constance?
Yes, I do have a question for you, Ms. Constance. I just wanted to know, I have a problem with my wealth, and it seems like I can come into large sums of money, and in no time, I am back at square one with the same problems financially.
And so you're sort of going in and out, Carla. Are you on a cell phone? I can hardly, okay, I just lost her. Are you still here, caller?
Yes, I'm still here.
I can hardly hear you. And so are you self-employed or are you working for someone else?
I am both. I'm working for someone else as a consultant, but it seems I can make money, but I lose it as fast as I make it.
Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. Tell me about your childhood. What were the kinds of words and experiences that you had as a child around money and wealth?
Well, when I think back, I think about my dad, and there was always, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. I just remember that statement being said a lot.
Okay. Money doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, words are creative, and whenever words are spoken over your life, they really create a vision. They create an experience in your DNA. And what else was said around your house? What was the feeling about money around your house?
It was never enough.
Okay. And so you grew up with money doesn't grow on trees, and it was never enough.
Right.
And so I'm just sharing. I appreciate you having the courage to call in. And so when you get money, do you spend it? Do you save it? Do you invest it? Does money sort of burn your hands? What happens to you? What is your name?
My name is Tavis. And when
Tavis.
I get money, I do, yes, ma'am. When I get money, I do spend it. I feel like I owe myself something.
Okay. So as soon as you get money, you spend it. Is that right? Do you invest in anything? Do you save any?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Do you feel that you respect money?
I don't know that way, but I do need to look at that. That's a great question.
Okay. Well, let me just coach you. Thank you for calling, and I want all of my listeners to really listen into what I have to say because I personally can relate to Tavis calling in. Thank you for calling in, Tavis. All of us grew up in dysfunctional families where we were told you got to work hard for money, money don't grow on trees, it's really difficult to keep money. And so when you have that kind of experience, what it does is it programs your DNA with lack. It programs your DNA with not enough. And so, Tavis, when you do get money, since you do have a consciousness of, I don't have enough, so I got to spend this now because I may not get any more. So what you do is you have not befriended money, and so money leaves you. Money is elusive with you. It doesn't stay with you. So the first thing you need to do, and all of my listeners, you need to take a look at what has been your programming around money. What has been your program and your thinking around money, and then begin to change that and reprogram that, because right now your DNA and your imprint and your blueprint, I might say to you, Tavis, is that scarcity and lack, or I don't have enough, or money is going to leave me, so I have to spend this now. Some of the greatest consumers are people who feel like they have to buy it now. So step one would be to change your DNA and replace those old behavior beliefs and truth with affirmations such as, I deserve wealth. What would be an affirmation you would say, Tavis, about yourself around money?
Large sums of money come easily and frequently. Is that a good one?
That's so great. Can you believe that one?
Yes, I think I can. See, I can get large sums. It may be $5,000 or $50,000. I can get large sums. It's keeping it. That's the problem.
Okay, well, you need to change that. Large sums of money come to me easily and effortlessly, and it stays with me. There's a continuous flow of money coming to me. I invest. I utilize money wisely. I invest money wisely. I'm a very wise spender. I am a wise giver. Those are the kinds of things that you're going to have to need to say. Money loves me. Money stays with me. I respect and honor money. So, and I'm going to say to all of my listeners that you need to say what you could truly believe. And then you need to begin to see yourself with wealth. And write down on a piece of paper what your life will look like, Tavis, when wealth arrives. What would you be doing? Who would you be helping? What would you do with your children? I hear a little baby in the background. What would you be doing with your children? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life look like? So you need to tell a different story about wealth. You need to write it down. You need to begin to see it. You need to start acting and feeling wealthy now. What would that look like? That may mean going out into some wealthy neighborhoods and seeing that there is an abundance. I believe that when you go in certain neighborhoods that the vibration change. And I've got a question for you too, Tavis. Your money is where your gift is. What is your gift? Because when you use your gift, it will add value to others, and that would be an exchange for money. So what would you say that your gift is right now that would begin to bring in large sums of money into your life so that you could keep it?
My gift is helping others. That's one thing that I'm good at. I have a nonprofit where I help teen mothers.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That's the scenario that I gave about being very clear about what you wanted. That just God showed you how God does things. And so, Tavis, your gift is helping teenage mothers. Is that what you said? And so would you say is that a valuable gift?
Yes, ma'am.
Would that bring value and change the lives of others?
Yes, ma'am.
So should you be paid for that exchange?
Yes, ma'am.
So when you act on that, an exchange of money will come to you, and then after you reprogram your thinking, money will stay with you.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Those would be some things that I would say to you. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. And for the rest of my listeners, I want you to think about what have been your thoughts around money. In the chat room, do you guys want to say anything? What have been your thoughts around money? You have got to reprogram your thinking, because everything on the news is scarcity or shortage or unemployment or not enough or, oh, my God, I don't know what we're going to do, those kinds of things. And so you have a blueprint in your mind right now, and until you change that, until you change how you truly feel, think, and believe about wealth, it will not change into your life. That's why you have all of these people who win the lottery. We've all heard the story. And within 3 years, because they do not have a wealth consciousness, what happens? Money leaves them. And so you've got to take the time. They say that by the time that we are 5, that our beliefs have already been formed. And since I'm a psychologist, I know that that has been true. Our beliefs around money, I know that in my own life personally, for years I thought that I had to either be with or marry a man who had money. Why was that? Because I did not have wealth consciousness. I did not believe that I deserved or that I could have wealth of my own. So now I already have everything written down as to what I'm going to do, how I'm going to use money, the people that I'm going to help in Africa, the agencies who I'm going to send money to, and as money comes into me, that's exactly what I do. So having a plan for money before it gets to you is very, very, very important, because it shows the universe that you are ready to receive wealth into your life. So never use words like I'm broke or I don't know what I'm going to do or it's really hard out here or it's nobody's making any money. I wanted to tell Greg, I think that was his name, our first caller, when he said things are really tough out here. And the first thing I would tell Greg is he needs to change the words over his business. And I always say, you guys know this, that coaching comes to me from the north, west, east, and south. And to be honest with you, My coaching clients come to me easily. Why? Because I believe that everyone who comes to me, God sent them to me and that they were drawn to me because I have something for them. I have an exchange. I have knowledge, information, strategies, and techniques that I will exchange with them, partner with them in order to bring to them to their heart's desires. Okay, the next thing you need to do in order to move into your wealthy place is to develop a plan of action or projects. You gradually move to your wealthy place by movement. God blesses movement. Repeat after me. When I do nothing, nothing happens. Say that again. When I do nothing, nothing happens. You have to give the Spirit something to work with. I know so many people, they say, Constance, I'm just praying and believing, but they aren't doing anything. And remember, step one was what? Spend time in the Spirit so that you can know what to do in order to take inspired action. So once you come from that place of the Spirit, that means that you will begin to take inspired action. It just may feel like a hunch that you just may feel, I want to call somebody. Or you just may feel, I'm going to go down here to Red Lobster and have lunch, and you may meet somebody. That's what inspired action is. Now, Jack Canfield, you know, I interviewed him, and he stated that he believed that you should take 5 action steps daily. Now, some days, to be honest, that is a little bit too much for me. So what is an action step? An action step is an email. An action step is reaching out to people that you don't know, that you know, making a phone call, or simply asking for help. Remember, I told Greg, my first caller, to what? Ask for referrals. He's been working with these people probably 10 years. They like him. They honor his work. And so he can ask them for referrals. So ask for help. And so with each step that you take, you stay in faith, believing that that step will move you closely to your desire. So let's just review a little bit. We're going to take inspired action. We're going to be in the Spirit. We're going to watch the words over our mouth. We're going to be very clear about what we want to happen for the remainder of the year. We're going to write it down. We're going to release those people, places, and things that no longer serve us. So that's how you really begin to move into your wealthy place. Remember that I said that God has already prearranged your good. It's already been predestined for you to begin to move and live, find and live in your wealthy place. So take that inspired action. And, you know, the interesting thing is once you take inspired action, then you want to do something else. It's like the snowball effect. It's like momentum. And you just keep moving and keep going. I'm big on mentoring and coaching. The reason for that is, you know, the Bible says that two are better than one. And so, really, when you come together and you brainstorm or you are a part of a mastermind group, then miraculous things can happen. You cannot be a lone ranger anymore. Take a look at the Fortune 500 companies. As I always say, Northwest and Delta, merging. Time Warner and AOL, merging. And my bank, Wachovia and Wells Fargo, merging. Why? Because they understand that when you come together as two, that, boy, powerful things happen. I think that a coach can help you identify your weaknesses. I think your strengths, most of us know what our strengths are, but we really need to staff. That means ask for help. Staff our weaknesses. I know in my own life it's organization. I'm great with people. I can motivate you all day long. I can coach and counsel you with my eyes closed. But organization, that has been my weakness. And it was only until I recognized that, acknowledged that, because remember, whatever you will not acknowledge and or confront will not change in your life. You're in denial about that. And so when I began to realize I need help in this area, what I did was hired me someone to help me in that area. That's Sabrina. I can't do all of that. And so you might say, I don't have any money, but you could barter. You could say, I'll give you this for that. There is always a way for you to begin to move into your wealthy place because what? God is waiting for you to align your thinking, your believing, your actions and your words towards your heart's desires. And speaking of words, all of you know that I'm really, really big on words because words are creative, and I don't think we realize how important words are. So all of my people in the chat room, I have a couple of questions for you. What have you been saying with your words? What have you been saying about your money? What have you been saying about your weight and your health? What have you been saying about love coming into your life? Are you saying I'm too old? What have you been saying about every area of your life? Because listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you truly say over and over again eventually will come to pass in your life. I am very careful. I know I'm really picky here, but you really need to begin to call those things that be not as though they are. You need to begin to call into existence with your words. Words have power. Words are creative. Words are powerful. Words are containers that actually go out into the universe and bring back into your life what you sent them out to do. So when you say words like, "Oh, I'm broke," guess what? You're creating a vibration of broke, and you will stay broke. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, if that's such a word. You wouldn't ever hear Donald Trump say, "I'm broke," even when he was in the midst of bankruptcy. He said, "I'm coming out of this." Why is that? Because he had a consciousness, a vibration of wealth. And so begin to watch the words over what you say about your body. "Oh, I'm fat. I can't lose weight. My metabolism is slow." And I had one client who used to say that, and I said, "Have you ever had your metabolism tested?" And she said, "No." And so guess what happened? She called her metabolism slow, and that's what happened for her. So one way that you can begin to walk into your wealthy place is to really begin to speak forth what you desire in your life. If you have a business, I would not say out of my mouth, "Things are really hard for me." And I see one person talking about how it's hard for them to really use the law of attraction about feeling worthy. And so words are a way to begin to do that, because you can say that I'm worthy because God is in me, the God of the universe lives in me, and that I'm worthy and that I deserve wealth. And so that's where that reprogramming comes in. That's why I asked Tavis, I think her name is, "Can you believe that money comes to you easily and effortlessly and continuously and remains with you?" And so I'm glad I looked in the chat room and I really saw the whole issue of deserving wealth, because that is really an issue for a lot of us. And so how do you begin to feel worthy? Because you're made in the image and likeness of God, and so you have to really go and spend time in the spirit realm to really get the knowledge and the insight of who you really are. And I'm going to be honest with you. It would take time for you to change that kind of core belief system about wealth. But you can do it one thought at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 month at a time, and 1 year at a time. Because until you change that, until I change that, money would come to me. I was like Tavis, but it would be elusive. And so now, because I have a wealth consciousness, how did I get a wealth consciousness? Because I would spend 3 and 4 hours a day. My car is a university. I rarely listen to music, and I love to dance. I love the salsa. I love all of that. But when I'm in my car, I'm always listening to something that's going to be changing my life. How did I change it? I reprogrammed my thinking. I renewed my spirit, man. And so I may listen to something 4 and 5 hours a day. Just changing my thinking, pouring in me who I am, just seeing well. This week I drove around in Atlanta, and I just looked at million-dollar homes, and I said to myself, there's an abundance. There's an abundance. There's an abundance. And I just begin to bask in that. I begin to see that. Some people say, "Well, you know, I'm downsizing. I'm upsizing." I don't know if that's such a word, but that's what I'm doing. Because I want to live big, bold, and large. Why? So that God can get the glory out of my life. And so Janet, I think, who is in the chat room, asked, you need to begin to change and reprogram your thinking by spending time with truth. Spending time reading, praying, meditate 2 or 3 hours a day. And then once you develop a consciousness, then wealth will come to you. I can't believe I have 5 minutes. But the last thing is faith in yourself and God. However you believe God, the universe, whatever you believe. Because you know something, most of us never acknowledge the good things about ourselves. Someone said that our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that our deepest fear is that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. That includes all of you. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I think Mary Ann Williamson wrote that. And I just love that quote because it's so true. And so for all of my listeners, I only have 3 minutes left. How can you begin to move into your wealthy place? Let's review that by going in the spirit. Remember that? Taking out time, sacred time every day, by calling those things that be not as though they are. That means that you're going to watch the words of your mouth over every area of your life, by developing a plan or of action or projects where you can begin to move toward your wealthy place. Remember, God blesses movement, and when you do nothing, nothing happens. Make a phone call, send an email, etc. Get clear about what you want to happen in your life for the remainder of the year. That means you're going to take a piece of paper, write it down in detail, etc., and you're going to release, let go of those things that no longer serve you. Man, what an hour this has been. I tell you, I feel the power of God going through this show today. I've just got to be honest with you. And initially when I came on, I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk because I've been a little hoarse all week. Well, I just want to thank all of you for joining me. I see all of my great people in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me today. And join me every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And please visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have my book there. I have CDs there. I have ringtones for you. And please call me for your complimentary coaching session. I would love to partner with you to help take your life to the next level. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show saying that if you will believe that all things are possible, God bless you, and I'll talk to you at the same time next week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.